Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two on a Wednesday. Breaking news. New news. Same old news. Changed news. Lots going on here in Lincoln. Before we get into this, 402-464-5685. Starter Heyman text line. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, hit us up. You know what? We can go old school with this. Hit me with a what's up. Hit us with a what's up. What up? What's up, Austin? What's up, DP? And we will include you in the conversation and be a part of what's going on. Austin, for hour two, remind them, please, about the Mercado.
Certified Piedmontese, every type of meat, every type of cut. You hear the commercials going on throughout the day here telling you what their weekly specials. Is that right? Not monthly. Weekly. Every week, they got something going up at the Mercado. Not just one Mercado, not just two Mercados. Three of them, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill in Lincoln, 168th and Maple up in Omaha.
Oh, this is amazing, amazing, amazing. Good clientele, good sponsors, good friends of the show and the station. Greatly appreciated. Austin, if you would please, let me hit my pose. Give me my verbiage.
Let me talk to you.
Let me talk to you.
Or do you want?
What do you guys want to talk about?
And you have to make that Cody makes up. Like, so what do you want to talk about?
Or do I hit you with this one?
Omaha, acknowledge me.
Some days I feel like that. Some days I feel like that at the ticket.
I feel like that's a tomorrow thing. How about them supernovas?
Yeah, that is definitely a thing. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away two sets of tickets. You tell us how many you need, how many you want. To go to tomorrow night's Omaha Supernovas versus Atlanta Vibe at CHI Health Center, 7 o'clock first serve. It is the battle for first place.
Again.
This is the old days of Oklahoma and Nebraska. When they get together, it means something. Positions in the league change when it happens. So greatly appreciate it. Just hit me up and let us know the very first two that just text in and say, hey, I want tickets, and here's how many. We will share them along with you. We'll do that for you for hanging out with us on an interesting sports day. An interesting sports day. If you say that you want to go to Saturday's game, you can do that as well. Okay? So if you want to do either or, let me know, and we'll do that. We'll shout out to Ham & Beans, Drew Carr, greatly appreciate it. Pecan Pie, of course, you're always consistently in the good. Greatly appreciate that for you giving the shout out and the dap. Greatly appreciate it. Couple of things. So with the formal word that Trev is headed to Texas A&M. Austin Orman, kind sir.
DP.
What is the lead to this story? Go to your, put your journalism hat on. And now the headline reads that Trev Alberts is headed to Texas A&M. What is the lead line, the byline that tells us or at least directs us to what we need to figure out and what we need to know?
What we need to figure out is a question. Okay. It's not a sentence. It's a where does Nebraska go? It's a what does this say about Nebraska? What does this say about Texas A&M is being written in Houston? But the Nebraska side is one of your own left.
And you didn't know.
You had no warning. What does that say about the state of things?
See, that part. And we're a part of the media, but in a different sense, right? One, we're not the flagship station, so we don't get the insider love. Like, we don't get, there's never been a story of me and coaches, players having drinks and that sort of whatnot. That's not the relationships that we work in. But there are people who got this information and then confirms that information. And nobody here said a word. Not a word. Not a word. So there's some things in play. Question one is, why? Why is this happening? Text line, give me for the best text on why this is happening. We'll throw in a ticket t-shirt. Actually, I'll throw in two for the best answer to why is this happening? Right? Is this the accumulation of other things?
Well, that's my answer to that would be, like, another question, why is this happening or why is this continuing to happen?
Well, is this a, hey, you're going to be on your way to a bigger, greater thing? Is it, like, or do you have some greater aspiration and somehow Nebraska is not the greatest thing that you said it was the greatest thing? Are you aspiring to something else? Was this... And ask, hey, probably time to go in a different direction. Hey, it's time for me to do something different. Hey, I don't know who my boss is or I don't feel comfortable in it. Hey.
Here's one, because he's an Iowan.
Oh, wow. Ouch.
They pulled that card.
Ouch. Eek. Wow. Text line. That is tough. That's tough. That's tough. Right? And you guys are good. Right? You guys are good. Austin, pick four of those responses on the text line and share them, because there are some real things, right? There are some real things being said.
Okay, so I think the Iowa one made me chuckle.
Yep.
This is happening because no vision. 7 months out of president, interim chancellor. How can someone put plans and changes in place without a set vision from leaders that are permanent?
That is such a good statement, that as Husker fans, you want the best for Nebraska. And I think figuring out what the best is, we tried to get to that earlier, was what is best for Nebraska. And the hope is that you win every Big Ten title, you win all your games, you go to a national championship and you win, because we know that even if you did all that and didn't win the national championship, that there are people that would be unhappy. Realistically, being as good as you can be, being competitive at every level, and then having elite level success in enough chambers of the athletic department to validate the expense, the resource, the outsourcing, all of those things. In full disclosure, there are several people in the text line that are saying that there are lawsuits that are in play. They're speaking of one or another. And truth is, don't know if that's a part of this. don't know. Because a part of me would say, if those were such big deals, those would have never reached point of impact. If those were fatal flaws, and I'm not saying they should have been or shouldn't have been, but if they were such big deals, wouldn't that have been handled before? I'll plant that seed. Then to say if it was done voluntarily, if he just said, you know what, there's something else out there for me. That is a statement about Nebraska and about Trev. And until you figure out what that means and what that's about, it doesn't matter who the next AD or president is because you haven't figured out what's wrong yet.
Or maybe you know and haven't done anything about it.
Which would be exactly what's wrong. That would be what, right? And true, Headhunter, that the lawsuits will follow no matter where he goes. So whatever the outcome. Now, you could resolve them at whatever expense and cost. And then there's not much of a trail. There's breadcrumbs, but there's no luggage for you to carry with you. But it depends on who has to deal with it and why. Buyout rights, there's intermingling that goes on that says, okay, if you're the cause of a lawsuit or a part of a lawsuit, then the upper party can hold you accountable to it in some aspect or reason. So, right, there's that. But then what's next? And if you now do not have an athletic director in a critical point in the athletic department's history, because you've got a project looming that has a substantial budget attached to it and demands and needs on how that's going to be handled. And I can say my first question is that a priority? Because if that $500 million is a priority and it hasn't been generated, covered, manifested, the person who's going to be in charge of it has to be team fundraiser, director, or they'll squash it. And the powers that be that got that thing passed are not going to let it get squashed, do you think? The breadwinning vehicle pushing program is football. And to bring in Matt Rhule to this and then to give power and authority to, doesn't the replacement have to fit whatever relationship exists or other? Don't they have to get along? A lot of the conversation today was about John Cook. John Cook hasn't said anything, so I'll wait. The other names that have been thrown out there, no. No. Mm-mm. Let it play out. Let it play out. Listen, if... Okay, Texla. No, see, I don't even want to do that. Because that's such a thing that you can tell me, and we've had several names put on the text line about who they think the next AD should be. And it's the same three names, four names, seriously, four names. And, of course, the usual suspects of ticket talent. I want to know what you're trying to accomplish with it. What does the next AD have to, what's priority one? And it goes back to the mission. Are you going to be about the student athlete experience? Are you going to be about the fan base? Are you going to be about the alumni? Are you going to be about money? Are you going to be about the boosters? Are you going to be about the regents? Are you going to be about the university itself? Are you going to be about the community? What does the next AD have to be about? Austin? I'm going to name you, I'm going to put you in charge of hiring the next AD.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
What do you want him to be, her to be? And I said her because that's inclusive. Because that might be the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dude's messed it up long enough. hey, man, please take over. Man, please take over. Get it right. Please help us.
First of all, on that front.
Help us!
First of all, on that front, let's just look across the river. Think about the conversations you're having about Barta leaving Iowa.
Yep.
Beth Getz comes in.
Fair.
Makes some of the hard calls. So it wouldn't be unprecedented by any means. What do I want the next athletic director to be? What would I need my hire of the athletic director to be about?
Yes.
Not just Nebraska, right? I think a lot of people say, oh, it's before Nebraska. It's about Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Is it about Nebraska or is it about Nebraskans? And not just the 1.75, 1.8 million people that live here. Mm-hmm. Not just the ones that were born here, but the ones that choose to come here. Mm. You know, much as we love Nebraska and we want it to ourselves, don't know if that should be the case. Let's share it. If we're so great, let's not keep it to ourselves.
Fair.
You know, whether that's academics, in this case, we're talking about athletics. We love it so much. Let's try to get other people to love it that much too. Mm-hmm. How do we do that? A lot of simple ways that you've brought up.
I asked, like, I thought a big part of the Trev Alberts decision to hire was that his love for Nebraska, his knowledge of, his understanding, his connection to.
Which, here's my question.
And Bull Lever, you ever type that again, man, I'll block you just on general principle.
Oh, boy. Didn't see it.
Please don't do that, bro. You're better than that. You're better than that.
My questions would then be, if the love for Nebraska was supposed to supersede,
mm-hmm,
was it a lie? Or what went so wrong, mm-hmm, to make him go back on it?
And we don't, and here's
the
thing.
We don't know.
We don't have, you're not going to get answers today. This is too new, too raw, too varied to get answers. We're trying to get to the right questions, or at least to trigger us in the right direction. And I don't know. I understand that in administration positions and coaching, we say it's coaching speak, right? Coach speak. Well, we could coin the new term AD speak as well, right? Like, we know what they're going to say. We know why they're saying it. We're not uninformed. We're not disconnected. They're pitching and selling. Athletic directors are salesmen. They're marketers. They're psychologists, they're therapists, they're coaches, they're athletes, they're all of those things, right? So we understand why he said what he said. We want to get to the truth, though, in what was important, right? What was, what's necessary, right? What's the next thing? And I don't know if Husker fans want to have that real conversation. Like, I like to ask, I like to open things by saying, you know, do I have your permission to tell you the truth? With the full understanding that there are people that say they want the truth that don't really want the truth. Or you won't believe it anyway. You won't believe it, or it offends and you feel like, okay. But we know that Nebraska has money and resources. No, I've said this before. Nobody, there's no university that should be able to outbid Nebraska for anything, especially when somebody wants to be at Nebraska. I'm not sure which one is the chicken and the egg, right? But Nebraska should never be outbid. But because there are people in play and things that are happening that leads to chaos, bad things happen. Now, on a scale of one to five, where is the athletic department today? So, Austin,
are we just not doing 1 to 7 since Jay's gone? We can do the DP 1 to 5.
We can do one. What was it yesterday? And then what is it today? So if I had asked you yesterday, on the scale of 1 to 7, where was the Nebraska's athletic department? What would you have said?
Again, I think that's a complicated question. I'll make it a complicated question because okay. There's the outward facing mm-hmm. and the behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Outwardly, seemed like you were at a solid 5-5, maybe 6, stable footing. Does that mean it's the same behind the scenes? Like you're saying, we don't know.
We don't know. What would you say to that today? Right now.
Less than that.
Less than that. What happened? There's a thing. Oh, there's a thing. So text line, yesterday, what 1 through 7, where would you have ranked and rated the athletic department yesterday, and where do you rank it today? Because it tells us, in Boliva's phrase, is this thing crumbling or not, right? Is it okay? Are we pulling a Leslie Nielsen? Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Everything's fine. Or is this cause for concern? So, Austin, are you concerned about the athletic department at Nebraska?
Have been in some form or fashion for a while.
And why?
A lot of reasons we've talked about. Funny enough, you know, you see a general direction. Mm-hmm. You see some year-to-year improvements, absolutely. But lived here my whole life, and since I've started paying attention to sports, paying attention to the athletic department later on down the road,
yeah.
I feel like problems are still the problems.
Tater says, I was on top of the world yesterday. Today, I feel like I'm in hell. Gorilla Bear asked a question. Said, "Why are you guys pretending this was a money issue? I've never said it was money issue. I've asked, is money priority one for business at the University of Nebraska Athletic Department and the University of Nebraska? That's what I asked." Derek in the car says, "Are you trying to scare Husker Nation? This represents a new opportunity for success, as the cupboards are not bare in any program within the athletic department." That was my statement, is that Nebraska should not be outbid, outworked in any capacity because it has the resources and finance. But you better have a plan for what you're going to do. Like, you can just throw money at it. That's where the phrase comes from. Just throwing money at it doesn't fit. It could give you a temporary peace.
It's a Band-Aid, maybe.
But the reality is, this was in conversation yesterday, that sometimes when you assess the situation, is this a Band-Aid situation? Is this a stitch situation? Or is this a surgery situation? Yesterday, most of the situations were Band-Aid situations in the minds of the masses.
Some stitches here and there, maybe.
Right? But doable. The question today are stitches required for this? I would think a Trev Alberts removal is a stitch situation. It might be a surgery situation.
Well, I think the feeling from Husker fans, not saying I'm on board with this, but I think the feeling from Husker fans, DP, is that the right hand just amputated the left.
Huh? How about that? So there's so much through that. Buddy Dan says, as a lifelong resident, there's some underlying power that undermines the athletic department. It's been going on since Coach Osborne retired. Money isn't the problem. I don't have the answers. I'm trying to get to the right question.
Mm-hmm. I do want your gut reaction.
Okay.
All of this is breaking. Okay, all this is going down. You've mm-hmm. taken the step back. You've asked the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Does your gut tell you this goes deeper than most people think, or this doesn't go as deep as most people
think? I think it goes way deeper. I think having been a part of several athletic departments and organizations and worked at different levels of them for different types of people in different parts of the country, different sports, in most cases, there is some real level disconnect between what you're there to do, who's there to do it, and how it's supposed to happen. Now, Brad, I'm going to say this in full. All right, ready? Nebraska should be at the top of everything higher education and athletics. Nebraska should be one of the top 20 in everything. Everything. Because you have control over everything. You have access to everything. You're in the middle of the country. It's not a flyover, not in this day and age. People are looking for a place to come that resembles Lincoln, Nebraska in full, even if they don't know that's what Lincoln, Nebraska is. I'm a member of that club. So I could speak on this. There, I could have moved anywhere in the country. I could have stayed where I was, but I could have moved anywhere. I chose Lincoln, and then I chose to do this to be around the athletic department of the university on purpose because there's so much good in play. But there are as Dan said, there are people behind the system that make it difficult to do basic things well.
That's where I go back to what you're saying, first hour of the show. You're not conspiracy tinfoil hat, you know, marionettes on a string.
Nope.
You're asking what's ideal, what's realistic. We all have the ideal. You're naming it right there.
The
realistic is the different conversation. Doesn't mean you can't point toward ideal, but you got to plow through realistic to get to ideal.
That, and this is higher education. This is the best of the best and a great representation of the masses. So do the right thing. And when the masses tell you what the right thing is, which is we want educated, informed, healthy, safe Nebraskans. And we want them to be trained and taught and coached at the highest level. And that's not asking too much for a university that has all the resources that it has. In there, there's management that is in play that is somehow making this way more difficult than it needs to be. And if it's not identified, then you're going to keep repeating. It's the definition of insanity. Having the same people make the same decisions from the same thinking. That's how you got here. That's why you stay here. Figure out what needs to be done so the young people that are going to be the future of Nebraska and the current people who are running Nebraska understand what the responsibility and accountabilities are. And then tell us, hey, can you represent us in the best way possible? I'm not talking politics. I'm talking people. That education and athletically, I've been in programs and schools where I had to come in and fix it. That literally was my job across the country, was to go in and fix what was broke. I identify what's broke, and then I fix it by being basically good to everybody. That's all we're talking about here. We got more questions. We'll throw it a break. More Old School coming up.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save